Welcome to the deep dive.
Yeah.
Today, we're tackling something almost every golfer knows, right? Getting rid of those shaky feelings when you're standing over an important putt.
That's right. And what makes this deep dive, well, a bit special, is our focus. We're looking at tips specifically from South Africa. The article we're using really digs into how the local games, the whole scene, can sometimes make nerves even bigger.
Oh, okay.
But also, crucially, how to beat them.
Interesting. And where are we getting this insight from?
It's a great piece called How to Overcome Golf Putting Nerves, Tips for South Africa. And you can find it on the Golf Day Buddy app website.
Got it. The Golf Day Buddy app site.
Mm-hmm. And our mission today is pretty clear. Give you some simple, really easy to use tips, things to help you feel calm and, well, play better golf, especially on those putts that count.
Sounds perfect. So the article dives right in, looking at why these nerves happen, especially you mentioned in South Africa. What does it say makes it unique there?
Well, what's fascinating is the culture around golf there. The article highlights the strong club culture, you know, and this deep sense of community pride. It means the pressure isn't just about your own score. Players often feel like they're representing their club, maybe their mates, even family.
Right. That adds a whole other layer.
Exactly. That intense local spotlight can turn, like a regular putt in a club game, into a huge moment. And that's often when you get that faster pulse, those shaky hands we talked about.
So understanding that specific cultural pressure is step one.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And how does the article say this pressure, this sort of cultural weight, actually shows up in a golfer's game, practically speaking?
It's more than just your hands trembling a bit. The article points out how this anxiety can really mess with your pre-shot routine. It fragments your focus and it kind of eats away at that delicate touch you absolutely need for putting.
Yeah, I can see that.
That little voice of self-doubt creeps in, breaks your rhythm. Suddenly, what should feel natural, intuitive, becomes this series of awkward, conscious steps.
Okay, so knowing this unique pressure exists, how do the successful golfers in South Africa deal with it? How do they reframe it?
That's the key part. The article suggests many top South African golfers build a really resilient mindset. They start seeing these high-pressure moments not just as stressful, but as chances to, you know, grow. They also put huge emphasis on meticulous preparation, understanding the course, every little slope and break. That deep familiarity helps turn nervous energy into focused anticipation. It's a big part of their mental game.
Preparation and mindset. Mm. Makes sense. Are there specific techniques mentioned? Things South African pros might use that are maybe a bit different?
Oh, definitely. The articles get specific. For instance, diaphragmatic breathing. Deep belly breathing. It's not just take a deep breath. It's a conscious technique used right before a critical putt to actively calm the nervous system.
Okay.
Then there's positive self-talk. Again, not just thinking happy thoughts, but specific affirmations. Reminding yourself of a particular shot intention or visualizing success clearly.
Right. Targeted self-talk.
Exactly. And the pre-shot routine is vital. It's described as more than just a habit. It's like a carefully built ritual, but it's also adaptable. That's crucial because South African courses vary so much. Coastal winds, dry inland grains, the routine needs to hold up anywhere.
That adaptability brings up another point. South Africa is known for its really diverse courses, isn't it? How does the article link managing nerves to those varied conditions?
Yeah, that's a really important connection the article makes. Think about the difference between, say, the firm, fast greens up on the Highveld, like Glendower, and then the unpredictable links challenges you get down on the coast, maybe at Fancourt. Adapting requires huge mental flexibility.
So it's not just adjusting your stroke.
No, not at all. Golfers learn to adjust their expectations and their pre-shot approach for each type of course. Practicing on different surfaces, understanding how wind swirls differently near the ocean at a place like Pinnacle Point compared to inland, all that builds a really deep confidence that pushes back against anxiety. Adaptability is key.
So basically, beating putting nerves, especially in that competitive South African setting, it really boils down to a mix of smart mental tricks, lots of practice, and building that adaptable, resilient attitude.
Precisely. The article is clear. Feeling pressure is normal. It's part of golf. But using these kinds of techniques, from how you breathe to knowing the course inside out, lets you turn that pressure into performance. Just like many successful South African golfers manage to do, it's about having the right tools in your bag, mentally speaking.
Right. Small steps. Big difference.
Mm-hmm. And remember, feeling nervous happens to everyone. Loads of golfers in South Africa use these ideas to play their best. They're simple tools, really.
So a final thought for you listening. What's one simple tip from today's deep dive that you'll try on your next golf game? that one thing you'll use to feel calm and hopefully make that putt.